Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Friday, September 3rd, 2010. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Pau Hana Friday, as we say here in Hawaii. Pau meaning finished and Hana meaning work. And so Pau Hana, we're done with work. Heading into that Labor Day holiday weekend here and getting all the hot dogs and everything ready to go. And by the way, if you're at that AGE like me where you're really watching what you eat, I noticed that Oscar Mayer now has, they're putting out their hot dogs in a nitrate and nitrosamine-free version. So you might want to look for those because, yes, I like hot dogs. I know they're supposed to be bad for us and everything. But they're starting to yield to public pressure and take some of that stuff out there. Barring the unforeseen, Monday is going to be a holiday for most of the hosts here at RBN, and so there'll be a repeat show on Monday. There will be no Justin TV feed at this time on Monday, and maybe it'll give Justin time to figure out why we're back to this low-res blurry version when they had the high-res working so well for the last couple of weeks. Obviously, if something big happens, like a certain third party nation who will remain nameless drops an atomic bomb on the Golden Gate Bridge and tries to blame Iran for it, we will of course come in on the air because our much overworked and vastly underpaid board op technicians will be in the studio on Monday. So they'll be sort of carrying the load for us then. Speaking of carrying the load, Manny is in our control room today for this part of the show here. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And finally, next Tuesday when we come back from the extended weekend, Lenny Charles from INN will be our guest to talk about, of course, 9/11. We're coming up on the 9th anniversary of 9/11. We'll be talking about that, and more evidence continues to surface that Building 7 was taken down with a controlled demolition. I am personally of the opinion that Flight 93 was supposed to crash into the building to explain the collapse, but the flight crew on 93 may have regained control of their aircraft and it could not be allowed to land because the onboard truth, especially if there were remote control systems in place, would definitely have not jibed with the propaganda story we were getting about those camel herders living in a cave in Afghanistan. And so it was shot down and they had to bring down the Building 7 anyway. And that video that we put out there where you can clearly hear the explosion just as the collapse starts, I think that's a very telling video. Not that I needed any more convincing. I'm absolutely convinced this was just this gigantic and very deadly theater piece. It's theater. We're going to put on a theater show. It's a pageant. How to start a war in five easy lessons and so forth and so on. So we'll be talking about that with Lenny on next Tuesday. We're coming up here to the end of our short little introductory segment. When we come back, huge earthquake down in New Zealand in the city of Christchurch. It's a town of about it's the second largest city in New Zealand, 300,000 plus people. I've been there myself once very briefly many years ago. I do know they have a good earthquake code down there in the buildings, but 7.2, and it was very shallow. We're still getting reports about the incredible amounts of damage that are happening there. We're going to be talking about Hurricane Earl. I'm sorry, it's down to basically Tropical Storm Earl. And this is like the second one in the row where we get this huge buildup about Tropical Storm Hurricane Bonnie, and then just sort of fizzles away. And Earl fizzles away. And they're trying to promote these as really big, huge, humongous storms. And I think there is an agenda at work there. And there is also this this idea of a little wishful thinking, and it ties in with the collapse of the global warming hysteria. And why am I not hearing music at this point? Manny, is there an issue? My clock says we're into the break. We're still good. Okay. Right. Well, one of us has a bad clock. All right. Well, we're going to be taking a break here at some point as soon as the music starts. And when we come back, we'll be looking at the implications of Hurricane or Tropical Storm Earl for the global warming cultists. And why that whole situation is continuing to deteriorate. There's the music. Okay, my clock must be off by about a minute. We're going to take a break here, and we'll be back. Stay tuned.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And just a word of explanation why the confusion over the timing. I have a show clock here, which matches the show clock at RBN, and it's just a wall clock, and I printed up this little dial with the ins and outs, and I stuck it on the back of the clock face, and I stuck it on with this double-sided tape, the finest American-made product, and according to the package, it is environmentally friendly. It will not harm the birds and the bees and the butterflies and the bunny rabbits. It also won't stick anything to anything. I can look on the tape and see where they've got a pattern of the adhesive to save a few pennies and maximize the profit. So you want to talk about the collapse of the American empire? We can't even make tape that sticks things to things anymore. So I'm going to have to completely rebuild that clock over the weekend here with spray glue. Something environmentally destructive, you know, just, I don't care about the fuzzy critters. I want to stick my clock together. I don't care how many endangered species I got to destroy for it. Anyway, getting back to more serious matters, earlier today we had a massive earthquake down in New Zealand. There is no tsunami watch currently in effect, but if you look at the undersea topography around that Christchurch area, a lot of deep rifts, canyons, trenches, the possibility of an eventual undersea land movement, which is where the really big tsunamis come from, cannot be ignored. So we're going to be keeping an eye on that. And obviously, we're very nervous about such things here on the island of Oahu in Hawaii. Meanwhile, over in Indonesia, a volcano has erupted there. Another big earthquake up in Alaska earlier today. I think what's going on is the Earth is just trying to say, get off me. Because we haven't really done a very good job about things, you know, taking care of this planet here. Not that I'm getting, changing my mind about the whole climate gate situation. And this is why I wanted to talk about Hurricane Earl. It's still technically a Category 1 hurricane, but probably within the next couple of hours it'll be downgraded to a tropical storm. I was communicating with my brother who lives in New Hampshire, and he says, it's rain. That's all it is. For all the buildup and all the evacuation and declaration of state's emergencies and stuff, it's rain, and that's all it is. And they needed the rain, so they're actually very happy about the situation that's going on there. Now, here's the situation. The global warming cult, the warmistas, the devotees of the Church of St. Al of the Gore, or as we like to call them in short, the Goracle, basically, one of their prognostications is the world gets warmer, weather gets more violent. And in this regard, the theory is actually true. Hurricanes form over warm water. They get their energy for that supercell formation, that huge cycling that creates the clouds and storm effect over warm water in the tropics. And then as they move northward, Coriolis effect from the Earth's rotation is what twists them into that classic hurricane shape with the eye in the middle, and heading north. Now, the theory is that if you've got a warmed planet and a warmed ocean, as the hurricanes move north, they retain their energy. They can even pick up more from the water underneath, and they turn into these monster storms. Well, this is our second one where we got this big, huge buildup about what a horrible storm it was going to be, and it just sort of fizzles out. And what this is demonstrating to us is that, in point of fact, once you get away from the equator, okay, once you get away from the equator, the oceans are cool. They're cool enough to where the energy of Hurricane Earl was rapidly being sucked out. It started out as a 4. Oh, it's a monster hurricane. Then as it moved north toward the United States, 3, 2, now it's down to a 1. And so on the basis of the performance of Hurricane Earl, and obviously we have 2 more tropical storms to keep an eye on in the immediate future, I'm going to say right now, I think Europe is in for another really brutal winter like they had last year. And again, this is completely contradictory to the prognostications of the global warming cultists. And so I think there was sort of a push in the media which sort of hitched its wagon to the global warming movement. And they don't want to be embarrassed if the world is getting colder. And I think there was kind of a bias to want to see these storms turn out to be something spectacular. And yes, it's newsworthy and you get ratings off of it. But a really big hurricane and a devastating and all the... basically says, yeah, see? See? We were right. And, you know, definitely not worth... I mean, it's a fizzle, you know. Now, moving on here, the other big news for today is that unemployment rose again. The numbers are up by a rather large amount. And it was rather, you know, amazing. Earlier in the week, we had this huge Dow Jones jump over the fact that American factory output was supposedly larger, even though nobody was hiring and nobody was buying, which didn't make any sense. And by the way, little piece of advice here for all of you listening to this show. The health of the economy is not measured by the Dow Industrial Average. It's measured by that number on your paycheck. If that number isn't working for you, then we are in a bad economy. And don't let the corporate media tell you otherwise. And I mention that because I was listening, you know, as the numbers for unemployment came out, the spin that was coming out to try and sell this as a good thing would have made the USSR blush. Goebbels, Hitler's propaganda minister, would have looked at this and said, I'm not sure I can do this one. This is a little silly. And I'm not kidding you, what I was hearing on CNN this morning, when the unemployment numbers came out and said, oh, they're really, really bad, and this guy on CNN was saying, well, no, this is really good because it means more people are looking for work. That's what makes the unemployment numbers go up. More people are looking for work, and that means they believe there are jobs out there. Isn't that a good thing? And it's like this desperate, almost hysterical attempt to try and put the most positive spin on the very negative news here, because we're just a couple of months away from the midterm elections, and we gotta sell the incumbency as hard as we can, because that's what the media is there to do. Sell you the incumbency. We're gonna go to the phones. We've got John in Minnesota. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
You doing all right?
Good. I just wanted to let you know this interesting factoid. In Title 28 of the U.S. Code, it's called Judiciary and Judicial Procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Title 28, Part VI, I forget, I don't know Roman numerals, Chapter 176, Subchapter A, signed Section 3002, Definitions. For United States, it says the first one, the first definition for United States for A is federal corporation. I just thought that would be interesting, and I'll put some links in the chat if you guys are interested. But I just wonder what you think about that.
We know that corporations are formed out of all kinds of government entities. Whether the entire nation is justifiably a corporation could very well be. I know that back when Traficant was talking about the bankruptcy of the United States, there was a change in structure that was meant to deal with that, not very successfully. I'm seeing in the chat room where you put that up. But from the point of view of your average citizen, does it matter if we're dealing with a fascist, tyrannical dictator government or a fascist, tyrannical dictator corporation? I don't think it makes a heck of a lot of difference from the point of view of the American people.
Well, the thing is, though, is if you're a citizen of a corporation, that's a scary idea. Because, I wouldn't want to be a citizen of Walmart, you know?
Well, I would agree, and I'm not sure that that's really possible, because now that corporations have been granted the protection, recognition as individuals protected by constitutional amendment, the 13th Amendment has to apply. If corporations are persons, they may not be owned by other persons or other corporations, nor can a corporation own another corporation or another person. So this is another example of how the laws in this country have become so obfuscated and complex, they're biting each other. And the idea of self-consistency among the rule of law is completely gone at this point. But it's a legal nicety, and I'm sure it's kind of interesting for a coffee table discussion. But like I said, for the ordinary American citizen, I think it's kind of, it's a moot point. Who cares if it's a government or a corporation that's oppressing you? The problem is, we're being oppressed, we're being exploited, we're being looted. And as I was going to cover this a little bit later in the story, we've already been taxed into, driven into impoverishment to bail out all the American banks. Now the U.S. government wants to use your tax dollars to bail out a bank in Afghanistan.
Can I ask you one thing? Do you consider yourself a U.S. citizen or a American citizen?
I consider myself a carbon-based life form. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Alrighty, let's see. The economy is bad. I mean, all this media spin that you're seeing, the corporate media spin, that how great things are. Up in Illinois, the lights in legislators' offices are being shut off. The phones are being shut off because Illinois cannot even pay its basic utility bills. That's how bad things are up there. And it's going to be spreading. The rot is spreading everywhere. Again, talking with my brother who lives in New Hampshire, and I'm here in Hawaii. Both New Hampshire and Hawaii are on the supposed top 10 list of places with lowest unemployment. And yet we're in trouble here. We've got 50 acres of homeless tents down here at the bottom of the hill I'm sitting on. My brother's saying the same thing in New Hampshire. There's plenty of jobs to go around, but you got to have three of them just to make ends meet. So like I said, the measure of the economy's health isn't the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's that number on your paycheck. And if that number isn't working, this is not a good economy. And it isn't. It isn't. The middle class are being intentionally crushed out of existence so that the oligarchs can sleep soundly at night here. Now, according to Rubini, more than 400 U.S. banks face failure. And I point that up there because earlier today, just before the show, I went to the FDIC's website. And they're still showing the bank closure list from 2 weeks ago on August 20th. It hasn't been updated. Now, I don't think we're in a situation where no banks have failed in the last 2 weeks. So I don't know what's going on over at the FDIC, or maybe they're failing so fast they can't update the website. But that seems to be where we are looking at that. Now, as I was mentioning when I was talking to John there, the U.S. government, your U.S. government, it's bad enough they took your money to make Wall Street rich and bail out all these banks and investment companies and all this money going to Israel. Now they're talking about bailing out a bank in Afghanistan. Is this not the most absurd thing you have ever heard in your life? All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell up in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And unfortunately, just as we went to the break, my main desktop computer once again crashed. Thank you, Bill Gates. Thank you, Microsoft, for cursing America with an absolutely unreliable operating system. And it's not just Microsoft. I mean, Mac products are starting to have all these issues. Everybody's shortcutting everything. And it's very, very frustrating because our Justin TV feed is down. I'm trying to bring the machine back up, and it's sitting there saying, I have to check the disks, and I have to do what I think is important, not do what you want. Seems to be an attitude we have in the computers. All right, we're going to go to the phones while we wait for this system to finally decide it wants to actually do some meaningful work. We're going to go to Ron in California. Aloha, Ron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael, and pura vida. Hey, I want to compliment you on your show. I've been listening to you for quite a long time, and thank you for the education. You really shortened up my learning curve.
Well, thank you very much, and, you know, thank you for having the willingness and open mind to learn about, you know, all the things that are going on in our society.
Well, absolutely. It's really a breath of fresh air to see someone speaking about the elephant in the living room. There are so many people shying away from that.
Well, it's not the people shying away. It's all those who just sit there and want to throw peanuts at it and say, ooh, isn't it cool? You know, and all these other problems.
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of people that get large enough to where they become compromised, too.
Well, that certainly does seem to happen. And, you know, right now we're in this battle, if you will, against, you know, the propagandists versus, you know, the people. And the reality is, you know, we look back in history and we look at times like, you know, the medieval period and we look at how badly those people were being misled by the rulers. I mean, all the way back to Egypt when Ramesses II was bragging about his victory over the Hittites at Kadesh that never really happened. And then we have, all the nonsense in Europe about the rule of kings by divine right. So don't stand up against your rulers or you're going to go to the dark regions and so forth. And now we're beginning to realize that we here in the 20th and now the 21st century America are just as lied to. Our elections are rigged. Our government is not at all interested in taking care of we the people. Their only interest in the people is how much money and work they can get out of them, how many soldiers we can breed for them. I mean, this story about how the U.S. is planning on bailing out a bank in Afghanistan, to me, that is just incredibly absurd that this is even under consideration.
Yeah, it's just probably another looting. You know, I'm sure that, the powers that be are the ones in control of the bank, so that's their vehicle in which to do so.
Well, you know, the bottom line here is we're getting into a situation where whether it's a bailout or just compound interest or the reserve system of banking, it is a system designed to suck all the wealth, all of the money out of the general population and put it in the hands of the bankers. What nobody was thinking about, what nobody was planning for, is what to do when they succeeded. When you have a society of 300 million Americans with no money whatsoever and about four or five super banks that have got all the money, how does society function? And the answer is it doesn't.
Right,
it doesn't.
Right. Well, it's a psychopathic mindset. You know, it's very short-sighted and very narcissistic.
Yeah, it is very much so. And, you know, I think a microcosm of that goes back to when they started that offshoring phenomenon, where the first couple of companies to do it, to say, you know, our workforce is taxed way too high, let's send our manufacturing off to, you know, East, South, Podunk, Asia, and, we'll be able to get our product made for less because we can pay those workers less money, and they'll still have a good lifestyle because their government isn't looting them. And the first few companies to do it, their stock went up, their profits went up, the stockholders were happy, and then all of a sudden every country in America said, let's do the same thing. And so they all start offshoring, and they just seem to forget that their employees are somebody else's customer. And when enough people lose their jobs and they stop shopping, the whole economy shuts down. And now you have these captains of industry and all of our politicians standing around scratching their head, wondering what the heck happened, because it looked so good for the first couple of months that they were doing it.
Well, you know, Henry Ford wanted to pay his employees enough to where they could buy his product, you know, and that's the way it needs to return.
Well, that absolutely was it. I mean, Henry Ford was selling a car for ordinary working people, and so he made sure that his working people could actually buy the cars they were building, and that became his best advertisement. And Henry Ford had a very simple wisdom, and I know a lot of people tend to dismiss Henry Ford's writings because he was very critical of the Jewish population. And he viewed them as highly, highly, highly destructive. But the bottom line is, he said, the best way to become prosperous is to make your community prosper. Not just yourself, but to make your whole community prosper and everybody comes up together. And today, unfortunately, because of Adam Smith and his ilk, we are in this circumstance where we're basically viewed as, you know, every man for himself, greed is good, the Gordon Gekko kind of a situation.
Right.
And it is. It's very, very destructive of our society. And like I said, you know, everyone's always whining about, is Obama taking us into a socialist society? We went right past socialism. We went from capitalism right into fascism. We went past socialism so fast we barely had time to wave at it.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you slay the golden goose, there's always going to be a backlash.
Yeah, very much so. And unfortunately, everybody's like chopping away at the neck of the golden goose and hoping somebody else is going to put on the band-aids, and it just doesn't work out that way.
Yeah, well, keep up the good work, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to let you go. We're coming up to the end of a break. We're getting our main desktop machine back up and running, and there we are. Justin TV should be coming on. There's the break. We'll be back with Working Systems after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we've got all of our computer equipment back up and running and doing its thing. The chat rooms are open. Justin TV is running. I really don't know what it is. It just locks up completely. There is nothing in the event viewer. There's not even a core dump to work from. Just looking at it from a programming point of view, I'm going to say that somebody's got a non-initialized pointer they're using, which is just sending the program pointer into a completely bad place from which it cannot come back. And you know, we seem to be living in an era where most of American commerce is based on fraud and deception and laziness. We're finding out they're selling vaccines that don't really work. They're selling medications that actually do more harm than good. We have unreliable computers, unreliable tools, and then we wonder why we can't get anything useful or meaningful done, because we're all voluntarily drafted into the world of computer maintenance. I have a neighbor whose computer I'm working on right now. The machine just running so slow, could not believe it, and finally figured out what was going on. Had an NVIDIA driver card and the NVIDIA graphics card, and the graphic card driver was looking for a registry entry that did not exist. And rather than say, "Oh, the entry doesn't exist," it just kept going back to the registry 20,000, 30,000 times every minute, trying to find this non-existent registry value. That is bad coding. And so we created the registry entry and we fixed the problem. But again, why is this stuff allowed out into the stores with all of these problems. Personally, I think we've allowed our technology to become decadent in the sense that it is so complicated in order to preserve everybody's little piece of the profits that it cannot be maintained anymore. You know, I miss the days of the simplicity of the Apple II and the Commodore 64 and the Amiga. I think the Amiga was, I think personal computers peaked with the Amiga, and they've been getting decadent ever since then. All right, I want to move back here to the economy, because there was a story that came out today. As you know, our government, the finest government that money can buy, will not hesitate to throw trillions of your dollars at Wall Street, will not hesitate to throw trillions of your dollars at killing brown people around the world, throws billions and billions, possibly trillions, we're not really sure yet, to Israel, and of course line their own pockets with all the perks and so forth and so on that goes with being the leader of the used-to-be free world here. And now we're beginning to hear some very alarming situations. Former Congressman Bob McQuinn was interviewed on the Young Turks TV show, and basically admitted something that What Really Happened has been saying for years. The Social Security Trust Fund is empty. Now, why this is important is because back in the 1980s, when people became aware, we're coming up on the baby boomer retirements, when that surge of population following World War II, we're going to start retiring, and the cash flow into Social Security was going to go negative. They said, let's build up a cash surplus inside Social Security. So in the 80s, Social Security taxes were raised. We're all paying more into Social Security. And a huge cash pile was built up inside the Social Security Trust Fund. Then Bill Clinton became president. And he says, wow, look at that money sitting over there doing absolutely nothing. And he takes that cash set aside for the baby boomers, and he moves it into the general ledger, and he spends it like general revenues. What they're politely calling, we had other priorities. And this was done during a time when we were told the economy was going like gangbusters and everything was great. Well, if you borrow money from the Social Security Fund, when the economy is good, when are we ever going to see a time when you can put that money back? And the answer is none. And Clinton didn't care. After he was out of the White House, he could care less. It's not his problem anymore. It's somebody else's problem. And so now the baby boomers are retiring, and Social Security doesn't have any money in it, and Congressman Bob McEwen admitted it. The Social Security Fund is empty. And you can see him smiling and saying, well, you know, it's we had other priorities, and you know, the money is gone. You might as well get used to it. So if you are of my age, and you are a baby boomer, and you thought Social Security was going to help you with your retirement, wrong! Your retirement got stolen by the Clinton administration. Remember when they ended the term and said, look at that wonderful budget surplus. Are we not the cleverest government you've ever seen? We kept taxes down and we were spending money like, you know, it was going out of style, and look at the federal surplus we had. They, you know, the Democrats love to wave around this graph about federal budget surplus, and it's, you know, it's going down and down and down with administrations, then it hits Clinton and goes way up again, and then with Bush it goes right back down again. Well, that budget surplus was the looted retirement funds of all the baby boomer Americans, and that's exactly what it was all about. And I've been saying that for years, and I had all these paid propagandists all over the internet. One of them used to call himself Mr. Horrible, saying, well, the government doesn't have any obligation to give you your money back. It's the government. They can make those choices. You have no right to expect your own money back. And, of course, that's nonsense. If you go to the bank and you put your money in there, and you go to take that money out, and the banker said, well, I'm sorry, we had other priorities. You know, we spent it on a new corporate Learjet and some carpeting for our executive suite. You would be justified in hanging the banker right then and there. So this is what happened with the money. Now they're dealing with a fiscal crisis. They're realizing they can't raise taxes anymore. They got a huge tax non-compliance problem. That's why you see all these commercials all over the TV about, you have problems with the IRS, hire us, and you know, which is just another way of sucking money out of Americans who are scared out of their mind that, you know, the government's going to come into their home and kill them some night. So here's what's going on here. They're trying to balance the budget and get spending under control. Do they end the wars? No. Do they stop sending all of that illegal money to Israel? No. Senator Alan Simpson is calling on America's veterans who have served in uniform at the whim of the American government to go out and kill a bunch of other people and bring their wealth back home. And he's calling on them to voluntarily give up their veterans' benefits. We didn't expect so many of you to survive the war. You're bankrupting us. The fact that you're alive, missing a few limbs here and everything, you're a threat to national security because we don't have the money for wheelchairs and fake legs and fake arms and all of this medication. We were expecting you to just go out and just die and be buried and that would be the end of it. Apparently, that's the attitude of the government. So Senator Alan Simpson's solution to the budget crisis is to tell the veterans, look, we're sorry that you lost your legs and everything, but, you know, it's either you or more bombs for Israel, and Israel has to come ahead of Americans, which seems to be a consistent theme in the U.S. government. So, I am appalled, first of all, I'm angry and I'm frustrated, because back when it was happening, when Clinton was looting Social Security, and I was trying to call attention to it, and I couldn't get anybody in the corporate media to pay attention to what was going on, and now it's all over the place. Yeah, that's what happened. Clinton was looting the baby boomers' retirement funds. And I'm angry that our Congress, even in the dire circumstances our nation is in right now, you know, with 4,000 homeless people living at the bottom of this hill, that they still cannot seem to pull back from this insanity of the wars. And even the CIA is saying Afghanistan is unwinnable. They can't give up that psychotic need to run around the world killing brown people that Israel does not like. They can't seem to stop payment on those checks going to Israel, even though all of that taxpayer money given to Israel is a criminal action under U.S. law. They can't seem to stop that. They're addicted to war. They're addicted to Israel. They're more concerned about Israel than you. They're more concerned about Afghanistan than you. They want to bail out a bank in Afghanistan. And now they're telling the veterans, the people who paid the highest price for this era of rampant imperialistic invasion and conquest of other people's countries who did nothing wrong to us, now they're telling those young Americans in uniform, in wheelchairs, in hospital beds, sorry, you know, we can't take care of you. You know, your continued upkeep and maintenance is a threat to the national security. If you're a real American, you'll pull your own plug. Enough of them already are. I don't think there is anything I have seen lately that underscores the absolute complete absence of any concern of the American people than Senator Alan Simpson's call for veterans to voluntarily surrender their veterans' benefits in order to save the government, so the government can go on spending more money on bombs and bullets and money for Israel and money for their pay raises and to bail out Wall Street, where Congress has their own fortunes invested. Now, I don't agree with any of these wars, but we as a nation have a moral obligation, a debt of honor, that we will provide for and take care of those Americans who put that uniform on at the behest of the government and who paid a heavy price for what they thought was defending this country against a foreign threat. The fact that they were misused and lied to is irrelevant. These people in uniform walked their talk. They upheld their commitment. They kept their word far more than any member of Congress ever did. And when they come home damaged, as a nation, we have a debt of honor that we will take care of them. And now we have Senator Alan Simpson saying, if you're a real patriot Americans, you'll tear up those checks. You know, just when you think you could not possibly get more disgusted with the U.S. Congress and then something like this happens, and you say, whoa, we haven't even begun to plumb the depths of disgusting self-serving behavior on the part of the U.S. government. Just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. We got callers on the line that I have been neglecting. Clarence in Oklahoma. Aloha, Clarence. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Osseo, Mike.
Osseo.
What you just said, really.
By the way, I'm glad to hear from you because I haven't heard from you for a while.
Yeah, I'm around. I'm still alive.
Good.
But it really struck a chord with me. Being a Vietnam-era veteran of the United States Air Force, or as I like to call it, Uncle Sam's airplane fraternity, I want to check Alan Simpson, if he ever served in the military. Does he have any knowledge of what he's saying? Does he have any idea?
No, he's just looking at the dollar signs. And it's just from his point of view, it's an actuarial thing. Well, we got to cut costs, and, well, we don't need those veterans. If they go off and die, I mean, it's, you know, that's just pure loss. There's no profit in those old shot-up veterans here. That's what he's thinking.
This is nothing new, Mike. My father served as a tail gunner on a B-29 bomber in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And was injured on a bailout over Central China. He fought the Veterans Administration, and this is why I could probably file for things. I won't. I'm retired civil service. I've had enough of the federal government. I won't even file for my stuff, and I should, but I have friends say, you don't file. I said, I don't want to fight them. I saw my father fight them his entire life, and they waited him out until he died.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of stories about that.
Before they gave him any just hearing on the injuries that he got, which became worse with age. But going back to the whole deal, Simpson ought to be taken out and horsewhipped. This is ridiculous.
Well, I remember, you know, the radioactive reserve, as Tom Lehrer used to call them. They marched those soldiers into the aftermath of a tactical nuclear weapon. During upshot, not hold, just to see, you know, could we really get soldiers to exploit a breach in the enemy lines blasted with a nuclear shell? And all those soldiers who participated in that exercise spent the rest of their life with cancers and leukemia, and Congress simply passed a law saying, look, bad things happen in war, and it's not our responsibility. Look at what happened during after Desert Storm, when all these soldiers who were exposed to these toxic chemicals started developing Gulf War syndrome, and for years and years and years, the government said, you're just imagining it. We're not liable. When they started in 2003, when they started the war in Iraq, somebody leaked out that they literally had estimated a much higher number of casualties for Americans, and the plan was to bury them in Iraq, just bulldoze them into mass graves and not even spend the money for aluminum boxes and flags to bring them back home. I mean, it's... the government views the American people as a herd of animals, and it's all profit and loss. And if we can make profit off of these people, we'll take care of them. And if we can't make profit off the people, we'll just let them go and hope they'll go off and die and leave us alone. It is that callous. It is that inhumane.
Back during the draft, and I remember it. That's why I decided to, under duress, I served it. You know, these ought to get drafted, you know, one way or the other.
I almost joined the Air Force, but with my eyesight, I figured I'd spend all my time repairing helicopter transmissions, and they'd never let me near an airplane.
Oh, heck no.
What I wanted to do. I love flying.
Yeah.
I love flying.
But they like to draft people at 19 because they're young, dumb, and they don't know anything. Well, not anything, but they just haven't had the experience of life. If I could talk to them now, I'd tell them don't even think about it. But I'll say one more thing, not to talk because I see we're getting coming up on the break, and what I want to say is, The whatever enemies are up there and whether they're real or not in these wars we're fighting, they are very clever. The best type of attack to use is these IEDs or mines. Now, properly made mine or IED, if they make it properly, it's not designed to kill. It's designed to maim.
It's designed
to kill
a
soldier.
Yeah, it's
they
the same.
They don't have to worry. He's no longer on the books. They don't have to pay any more money out. But if you maim them, supposedly, you're supposed to have to take care of them for the rest of their lives.
Well, that's also the reason why military weapons are actually far less lethal than hunting weapons, because the goal is to injure rather than kill. Deaths obviously happen. But the military doctrine is that if you wound an enemy soldier, that takes three soldiers out of the fight.
Exactly.
Because two people got to take care of the one who's injured, and they're no longer involved in combat. That's the reason during World War II, POWs were told, your duty is to try and escape from the camp, because every time a prisoner escaped, they'd send a whole troop of Germans or Japanese to try and catch him, and that was one more troop of Germans and Japanese that wasn't going to the front lines to actually fight the war.
summed it up nicely there, Mike. I'll talk to you later then.
All right. Thanks a lot, Clarence. Glad you're still with us and still healthy and everything. We're going to go to George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I just say one thing about these Alan Simpson and these congressmen. Why don't you give up your congressional perks, your congressional junkets? Better yet, why don't you cut down your session to like 3 months out of the year? Because I really think they're wasting a lot of money and expenses and time, you know, being in session all this time.
I agree. Absolutely. I like the system that they had when the country first started where, you know, the Congress was just a part-time thing. You didn't even get paid for it. It was, you know, the senators and the representatives had real jobs making real products, and getting together to run the country was just sort of kind of a sometime thing. And look how wonderful the country did back then. Now we've got a full-time ruling class returning into the Soviet Union. George, I got to let you go here. We got a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm checking my email. I just got an email back from a friend I have in Wellington, New Zealand, and basically, even though he's a fair distance away from Christchurch, he says, the quake woke everybody up, stuff got knocked off the shelves. He says, the pictures coming out of Christchurch are just absolutely nuts. Still no word on how many people may have been, you know, killed or injured. It's A lot of communications disrupted down there, but they felt it all the way up in Wellington, which is hardly surprising, 7.2. Another email I'm getting from one of our listeners in Norway, saying that basically, and this is in response to the stories we ran yesterday about how it's already snowing in Russia and Norway at the 1st of September. So, it's, again, it looks like we're going to have another brutal, brutal winter here, which is just going to annoy the heck out of those global warming cultists. But he's saying basically, low 30s Fahrenheit again tonight, and it's only the first weekend in September. I have my cardigan on, making me look like Jimmy Carter. Well, some of us look good in cardigans. What can I tell you? Obviously, not an issue here in Hawaii. I have this wonderful little, speaking of New Zealand, I have this wonderful little multicolored wool sweater that I got in New Zealand many, many years ago. It's unfortunately starting to fade, but it was kind of cool, and I liked wearing it, but don't get much chance to wear it here in Hawaii. All right, we're coming up to the top of the hour here, and I want to spend a little time talking about the Gulf oil crisis. Obviously, the second or the rig explosion, the production platform explosion yesterday, and along indirectly with the attack on the Discovery Channel building earlier in the week, is continuing to put a lot of attention on the fragility of the oil infrastructure, the failures of the Mineral Management Service to get the situation under control. And again, this strange dichotomy of the global warming cultists who are out there screaming about carbon dioxide and yet seem completely unconcerned about the ecological environmental damage being done by the oil companies. So there's a little dichotomy there that we need to be looking at. Now, with regard to the latter, the story about the production platform keeps changing. The initial report was that it was a drilling rig that was not producing oil, therefore we didn't have to worry about a leak. Then we got a report from the company that actually owns the platform itself, saying there was a 1 mile long oil slick visible on the water. Then the Coast Guard comes in, the official U.S. government Coast Guard, so who can you, you know, how can you not trust them? And says, no, there is no oil slick. There is no oil spill. Nothing to see here, citizens. You know, go back and to do your mindless whatever it is that you were doing before here. So, and the bottom line, and this is where we get back to the situation where the government has lied to the people so much they have no credibility. Nobody wants to take the chance of being made a fool of again. And so when I hear the owner of the platform and say there's an oil leak, and then the government comes along and says there isn't a leak, who do you think I'm going to be paying attention to? The instant somebody says, the government says, okay, stop right there. I'm not interested in what the government has to say. Sometimes I'll tune in for comic relief, like when Obama was on the TV speechifying about the rise in unemployment numbers, and he's trying to find some way that he can turn this around, make it seem like a positive, so that it doesn't haunt him and the Democratic Party in the November elections. Good luck on that one. So we're talking about the Gulf oil disaster. We're talking about this new explosion, which underscores the fact that the entire oil infrastructure system is delicate. It's been allowed to decay. It has not been maintained. We've had the Deepwater Horizon. We've had the platform yesterday. There was that pipeline blowout in Texas, a massive leak up in Alaska, just on and on and on. And yes, because of Deepwater Horizon, we're paying attention a little bit more, but you know something? We should have been paying attention all along. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more about the oil spill.
With recent internet